Base Adar Aleph, Thursday the 7th of February, Dine Abraham David, Hamachayev Veshlichut.
Unusual topic. There's once a shayla. Baruch Hashem, it didn't happen with Yidden. There was a magician who was making a show, and you know, they all tricks. And he made a show, and he called one of the audience. There was a big stone hanging up there, and he put his assistant on it. And he asked one of the audience to come and pull it, pull the stone down to let it loose. And, but didn't work out. And lo aleinu, it fell on the person. That's the one who pulled the string. It's possible to say that is honest. He relied on the other guy. He thought everything's going to work. That's what he's going to have a statue. Whether it's called carelessness that you go up to such a show and you put your trust in the other guy to work everything out. That's a different question. But is it shayach to chayev someone? We talk about the kosem, the guy who's a magician. Try to chayev him for the actions of another. That goes into shlichus. Generally we say, but here, the Machane Ephraim holds that for sure, that which you say, Ein Shliach Levar Avera, Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid, like the Gemara says, Divrei Mishomim. But if a guy doesn't know, or he thinks everything's going to be all right, he's not trying to say Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmid. And according to Machane Ephraim, the Shliach is Chayam. The Meshalech is Chayam.
Sorry.
Meshalech is Chayam. That's very interesting. In Halakha, Rav Yosef Chaim, who wrote Rav Pealim of Baghdad, he brings down an interesting shayla, which is nogea us. In every week, on Shabbat, we have Shabbos, we have, there was a balabayit, and he had an oreach, and he asked the oreach to be borer. There's a mixture of solid and ochel, and he asked the balabai to ask this, please do me a favor.
Mixture,
can you pick
what?
Out
mixture of
food.
What?
Food.
Mixture of food.
Food
and solid. Ochel and solid. And he asked him, please, can you pick it out for me? Of course, ochel mitok solid. If it's to be eaten straight away, and straight away doesn't always mean that eat it straight away. Within the time of preparation for the Suda. You're allowed? Ochel mitok pesolet. And he was in the yard. So he was borer on his behalf. Now, the question is, the balabait who told him to do it, it's his stuff, he told him to do it, he was preparing for the next Suda. He wasn't doing it for the Suda which was coming before him. Suda acher. Normally, when we borer, ochel mitok solet as well, if mitzvah cheret, uskim hol lechayav. It's asur, it's chayav. Now, the question he had in mind that it's going to be for the suda which will come later on. Not for the ones which is before him, which will be mutar, but for later on. But the man who was doing the actual berera, he was not thinking. Either he was not thinking. Yeah, I'm doing it for him. He's the balabai. It's his. So therefore, is the machshava of the balabais mistarif to ma'an ma'aseh, makes a ma'aseh chiyuv? Or, if you've got another case, he doesn't leave it up to him. He's thinking, I'm doing it for the next suda. Right? So that would be more mistaber, that really, he would not be chayav. That means he's not doing an action which is isur. Maybe the action is mutar. Our question is more, when he doesn't have a thought, what he's doing, he's just doing it for whatever the Balabait wants. And in this case, the Balabait was thinking lisur. Was thinking of, maybe he didn't know, he knew. He was doing for the surah after that, or for the night. Where the action? Do we say that the makhshov, the Balabait, be khayav for the action of someone else? He's doing the action. So that again is a question of shlichut. Normally, simply I would have said, hey, shlech dvar avera. But say the kol machane Ephraim, the man didn't know he was doing an avera. He didn't think, he wasn't thinking about it. Is it possible to say that the Meshaleach is doing a maase isur to the shlichut of the one who's actually in the maase? It's possible to chayav someone else for the actions of another person. He is making a shlichut to. Hilchot Shabbat. So, Rabbeinu Yosef Chaim brings a very, if you go to Gemara Shabbat, please, Shabbos, brings a very interesting Rashi. In fact, this Rashi is brought down, and the Kesef Mishnah, the Mishnah Melech, really explains Rashi, and we'll see in a minute. There's an interesting Gemara. Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel in Shabbos. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking about Dava She'enu Mitkaven. We all know what Dava She'enu Mitkaven is. If I want to do an action for something else, but my action leads me, the action of Isur. But my Kavana is for the Kavana of Mutar. Right there we have the Machloket Psikresha. Rabbi Shimon also says in Mutar. He says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Dava She'enu Mitkaven is Chayav. Rabbi Shimon says, only if it's a psikresha, then it's asur. And here the Gemara speaks about, there was a nega sarat on a bris milah. There was nega sarat. There's an isur from the Torah to cut away simane sarat. But this is on the bris milah. When he cuts the bris milah, the Gemara says, ase doche lo taase. The ase of Brit Milah can be dochad alo ta'ase of Sarah. So if it's kavana to make the Brit Milah, so it's ase dochad alo ta'ase. But the Gemara, Rav Shlakish comes along and says, we don't say always ase dochad alo ta'ase. If it's possible to do it beheter, yes, then we don't say ase dochad alo ta'ase. Rav Shlakish, that's the Gemara here. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, how do you find Pasuk says ase dochlo lo taase? So the if the father would do the brit milah, the Gemara says that's not called dava she'enu mitkaven. If another person will do the brit milah, he's not interested in the nega sarat, so he's doing it for the brit milah. I'm cutting the nega sarat, yeah. So dava she'enu mitkaven. If you hold dava she'enu mitkaven is not chayav, it's patur. So you wouldn't need to come on to ase dochlo taase, right? He would patur, because he's doing it for another reason. He's doing it for the Brit Milah, not to take away the siman of Sarat. The Gemara says, where would you find that you need to come on to Aseh Dukhlo Taseh? Where the father would do it. If the father is doing a Brit Milah for his son, and he's interested to take away the siman Sarat, he doesn't want his son to have Sarat, to become Tameh. Right? So, before the Kohen comes, do the Brit Milah, and there's no simane tara tuma, and therefore the father is a mikaven. It's not a tava she'enu mikaven. So Gemara said, according to Rish Lakish, if there's someone else to do the brit milah, then someone else should do it, not the father. Clear? Someone else should do it, not the father, because the father will do it. He's mikaven tara, and then we have to come on to ase dochlo taase. Rish Lakish says, if you don't need to, don't do it. So there's someone else to do the milah, in the oven of mutar, when we allowed, Because his Dava Sheno mit Kaven according to Rabbi Shimon. Because in the meantime, we're taking even the Sikh Risha. That's how I'm going to Gemara. So therefore, he will be Patur. He won't have to come to Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh.
Dava Sheno Mishchaven is something which I don't want.
The what?
Dava Sheno Mishchaven is something which I don't want.
Yeah.
Anybody would want to take away the Sraz from the Vedic. Who's doing it that can't? Why not? It's not the Ibn Ishaven. He's doing a Brit Mila.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he want the Brit Mila?
But he must know that it's going to also take away the Sraz.
That's Psik Risha. I agree with you. Psik Risha, we normally say Psik Risha, it's also Asur. We say that. But Abaye in the Gemara at this stage held, Abaye in this Gemara at this stage held that even according to Rabbi Shimon, even if the Psik Risha is also Muta. So there you have Psik Risha, here you have Dava Sheinu Mitkaven. According to Abaye here, at this stage in the Gemara. The main point we want to come out on is, so you know what Rashi says? So Rashi says, Im Yesh Acher, if there's someone else to do it, let him do it. And let not the father do it, and have to come on to Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh.
But the Meir is a shliach of the father.
What?
The Meir is a shliach of the father. So.
Right, that's exactly good. One second. We'll come to it. Now, there's Rashi comes along and see what Rashi says first. It would seem that the father is not there. Yeah, maybe he's not a shliach of the father. He's doing a chiyuv mitzad atzmo. We come out as a machloket achronim in that. Yeah? How to understand it. If he's a shliach of the father, shliach adam, so you're saying he's doing the same thing. Right? He's got... But he's the shliach of the father. But doesn't have to be the machshava of the father. Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be machshava of the father. Rashi comes along and says something here. The omer avi avi lakutz, ומוזר תלוי להביא בידי. והיא כאחר. If there's someone else שאינו חושש לטהרו, someone else doesn't care about the Tahara, so he's only doing for the Brit Mila. So it becomes דבר שאינו מתכוון. Yeah? And you won't need to come out to Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh. God bless you. להביא אחר. We don't allow the father to do it. Because you want them to be פושע Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh. אחר. ולא לקו אב להתם. Rashi adds on a word, and Rashi says, and he should not be there. Father should not be there. Yeah? Lo leku otam. Av leatam. Ve'av al gav. Ve'raviya kra. Shariyateh ha'chol kaim ha'zeh kia. So Rashi is putting in an extra word, and Rashi says he shouldn't be there. What difference if he's there or not? Yes? If the shliach is doing it, was on the court, was doing it from not his shlichut, so what difference it makes there? If he's not there, it should also not make a difference. If somewhere else, if he's a shliach, he's a shliach. If not a shliach, not a shliach.
What happens to the bracha if he's not there?
Huh?
What happens to the bracha if he's not there?
What happens?
To the bracha.
You know, if someone else makes a Brit Mila, what do you do? No different. If Bedin also have to do it. If the father wouldn't do it, we have a responsibility to Brit Mila.
So somebody else would do
it. I was once in a case. We had a case where the father was making a fuss about breaking the Brit Mila. Father was making a fuss about making Brit Mila, not because he didn't hold a Brit Mila, or the kid is not so well. The doctor said it's okay. And it was prolonged, and the kid was nearly 2 years old. Yeah, so we gave him warnings. At the end, you know what? The mother was willing. The Bedin sat down, and we made a Brit Mila without the father. Yeah? Because we had the responsibility. But they have responsibility, the father won't do it, they have responsibility as well. But anyway, that's then what the bracha is. The bracha is the same. Now, let's come back to our question. So what do we see here from Rashi? And the Mishnah and the Melech, in Hilchos Sarat, Lega Sarat, brings down that, I think it's Perek Yud, he brings down this Rashi, and he says, from here we see that a person is chayav if he makes a shlichut when he's there. From Rashi it's mashma that if he's present, yes, if he's present there, and he's got a mitzvah to do it, and someone else does it, he would be chayav for negat sarat. Why? Because he's doing it now. Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh. We have a heter. Aseh Dor Chalot Aseh. But that means I'm responsible for the my if I am present and he is doing a shlichut for me, then I can be chaya. Even though I didn't do the maaseh. Even though I didn't do the maaseh. That's the Mishnah Melech.
Imoy Bebayis. Hmm? Imoy Bebayis.
The what?
Imoy Bebayis.
Imo?
Bebayis. Like a shoma.
Omed al gaba. Omed al gaba. You're talking about Omed gaba. Like you said, matzot or something. Or tefillah. That's a question. Yeah, that's a different problem. That's a problem. But we are talking now with such shlichut. So it seems from the Mishnah Melech that if someone makes another person a shaliach and that person does an action, right? And we're talking about, as far as he's concerned, he's not interested in sarah. But my machshava of the mishaleach is to cut the sarah, to do that action be soon. The man who does it is chayav.
Does it?
Yeah? The one who sends him. Is chaya. Right? Maybe the other one's also asur, but liftever or he's misayel in varavera. There are two opinions here. How to understand Mishnah Melech. Rashi, in fact. There's a Yad Shaul Natan Zom, who says that when the father is present, both cases there's shlichut. Both cases there's shlichut. He's doing shlichut for the father. That's how he learns. So when the father is present, then the action of the other person is like the father did it. He did it. He's not present, then the action is his own action. He's doing it. That's how he explains. There is a Mishpat Ephraim who says, doesn't want to say that. He says, when the father is present, he's doing a shlichut. When the father's not present, he's doing it for himself. He's doing it like a bedin, like someone else, anyone of Klal Yisrael is. So there's no shlichut there. So that's why. If he's present, says Rashi, says Mr. Bailer, then the father would be higher. The one who's sending him is higher. If he's not. So these are the two. What is a machloket? So how can you have two types of shlichut? There's a very interesting, when in yeshiva we all learned this. There's a chitzot achoshim. Yeah, who speaks about this shlichut in Kuf Pebet? There's a case when a person sends a get to his wife, he makes a shliach to take a get to his wife. He's shliach. This person sends it, makes him a shliach, he takes the get, and is on his way, and the guy gets attacked, and he's mishtate. He becomes a shote. Yeah? A shote can't give a get. Right?
Who became the shliach?
No, the shliach is okay. The balabai, the husband, becomes the mishtate. Right. So that's a machloket, the Rambam and the two. The Rambam says that the get is enuget, and the shtur says it's pasul. That means really it's a get, but we are machmir. It's not midraita, it could be a get. So the kesot explained. So Achronim explained the machloket as such. That there's two kinds of shlichut. There's an understanding of shlichut in two different ways. There is a shlichut, yes, that the father, that the husband gives a koah to the shliach, and the shliach is doing it himself. Right? That's the opinion of the Tur. So the Tur says, when he gives it, even the husband now is mishtate, but he's become gone crazy. But the shliach is okay, and he got the power, and he gives again. So it's only pasul. It's not enu get. Yeah? Rambam holds? No. Rambam holds. You need that the shlichut is not the fact that I gave him a koah. I am doing it with his hands. I, the mishaleach, is using the hands of the shliach to give the get. And that's shlichut. So there's two ways of understanding shlichut. I'm doing the action, the mishaleach, or the one who the shliach is doing the action, and it's mityachis. The result is mityachis too, to the baal. So that is how you explain the Shaul Nathan Zohar, who says there seems to be two things here. If both are shlichut, if he's present, if the bala, if the father's present, so therefore that's a shlichut, as if he's doing it with his hands, with the hands of the shliach. And then he would be chaya. But if he's not present, then the shliach is doing it. He's still a shliach of the father. The mitzvah of the father is still to do it. Yes? And he could be doing it for the father. But he's not, it's not the father's doing it with the hands of the shliach. The shliach is doing it. So in that case, yeah, there would not be an aseh duchalut aseh. You wouldn't need it. Because he's enu mitkaven. He's got kavana. Yeah? So therefore, it doesn't go with the mishaleah. So that, how we can have two types of shlichut? But that's how we understand it. But if Mishpat Ephraim doesn't hold like that. You know, the shlichut, you're right. When he's present, he's doing it with the hands of the shliach. When he's not present, he's not doing it as shlichut at all. He's doing it like anyone in Klal Yisrael has to do. Brit Mila, father's not here. He's not allowed to do it because of Rabbi Shlokish. But if you can do it another way, you don't let the father be away. I said, and that would be. So, the Rabbi Alim tells you to the Sheila he brought down. If I asked you, someone to make Brera, he asked him to make Brera, and he's Borer Ochel Vitok Pesole, Al Dat HaMashaleah. We come back to Brera. Someone's Borer Ochel Vitok Pesole. Right? On the instructions of the Balabai. The one whose food it is. Now he's doing according to the instructions of the Balabai. He's got no thoughts, whatever he wants. Right? So in that case, the Balabai will be sitting around, it will come out, that he's doing a shlichat, the Balabai is actually doing it with the hands of the shliach. And therefore, it will maase isur. That would be a maase brera. And the result would be that the food will become asur. It's his food. That someone else can't assay his food. But he's assaying his food because he's considered, the action is considered the action of the one who sends him. Oh yeah? It's his action. And therefore he's got a makshava for the suda which will be afterwards. And therefore, it's like he's, the maase brera is being done there.
Even if he has a kavanah and like this?
What?
Even if he has a kavanah for now, for the next suda.
No, then there's no problem. Then there's no problem. Because they bought leheter. He wants to do it in a mufanu mutar. It's only when he has a makshava to read for the afternoon, the evening, whatever. Yeah? Where it would be asur. That's what we're talking about.
But if the balabus would go out of the room?
Huh?
But if the balabus would not stay there?
I'm saying, we only have a raya from there, as far as if he's there. Yeah. If he's not there, we don't have the rashi. We have any. That's not what I'm saying. But maybe, since he told him, and he went out, and he's the balabai, even when he's out of the room, maybe it will be the same thing. There's a little bit different. When I'm doing a shlichut, the father's got to do the brit milah mitzvah on the father. So therefore, if he's there, he's a shlichut. But if he's not there, then according to Mishpat Ephraim, he's not a shliach at all. And according to the others, it's a shlichut in another orphan. But when I'm there, I'm doing it. Yeah, that's like it. So, according to one opinion, he has to be there. According to the other, he doesn't have to be there. Right? Right. So now, if we say that, so according to Rabbi Yosef Chaim says that in such a case, it would be, the food would become a soup. If the shliach has his makshava, that he's doing it just for the next seuda, so that takes away whatever the Balabai wants, even though it's his stuff. But I'm not coming from Masay Sul. I'm doing it my way. Yeah, so we're not all. So that would be maybe Mutar. But if it is, he's doing it for Al-Pidata Balabai, since the Balabai has a Makhshava of Isul, yeah, the Masay of the Shliach is Mityachis to him, and it's like he is doing Breda, often, which is Asul, in a case which is Asul. Right? And therefore, the food will become a soul. According to that. With this Rashi, where Rashi says that an understanding of in both of them, either Mishpat Ephraim and also with the Shaul Nathan's son, the Yad Shaul, will be there because he's doing it with that. There is such a shlichut where, if he's present at least, it's being done. He's using the hands, it's like he's doing it. So that's a very big chedush, but that's it, the halacha. That becomes the halacha. I'm saying if we're going on those lines, then maybe we can. The man from the audience got up and give everybody, it's a don't volunteer. The man from the audience, he went and he's doing all that, the magician. He told us that, he knows something will work out, nothing will happen. He knows it's a trick, it's a thing. So therefore, maybe you can call him honest, even though he did action. He's an honest. He didn't really mean to. Yeah, he did nothing, he's just lying on it. But the one who sent him to do it, I'm not saying he won't be amazed, but a shogig he might be if it was a yid, happened with yid. Yes? So he's, that guy is pulling the string, which drops the stone, but you told him to do it, and he's relying on you, sort of shlichut, and you're present there, therefore that might be considered your action for galut or whatever it is, shogig, or pshia, or whatever, however it goes. So in that case, but there's a yesod here from Rashi, which we learned, which tells us very clearly that it's possible for a person to be chayev through the actions of someone else. They have an ashliach, with a shliach. According to Machan Ephraim, the shliach is not, doesn't know what he's doing. Otherwise, it's divrei rav, divrei talmid, divrei mishnah. But the Machan Ephraim holds, if there's no divrei, not like Tosfot, there's a Tosfot who says that doesn't matter. But Machan Ephraim holds, if divrei rav, divrei talmid, if it's not divrei rav, divrei talmid, then the shliach mishalech can be chayav. And you see from Rashi, when he's present, it's like he's doing the action. It's not considered someone else's action, Hilchot Shabbat, then he's doing it, and therefore, no chiyuv.
I got an email from you this week, just a letter. Did you owe me a letter or what?
Talk to my wife.
Did you owe me a letter or something or what? Huh?